Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 6, Lord Chaitanya meets Raghunath Das Goswami. We are continuing our readings from Chaitanya Charitamrita, not necessarily going in the order that Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Raj presented them. So this is the chapter where Mahaprabhu meets Raghunath Das Goswami. Text 1. With the ropes of his causeless mercy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu employed a trick to deliver Raghunath Das Goswami from the blind well of contemptible family life. He made Raghunath Das Goswami one of his personal associates, placing him under the charge of Sarup Damodar Goswami. I offer my obeisances unto him. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita Charya. And all glory to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Lord Gaurachandra performed various pastimes with his associates at Jagannath Puri in varieties of transcendental pastimes. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt pangs of separation from Krishna, he did not manifest his feelings externally, for he feared the unhappiness of his devotees. The transformations undergone by the Lord when he manifested severe unhappiness due to separation from Krishna, they cannot be described. When the Lord acutely felt pangs of separation from Krishna, only see Ramananda Roy's talk about Krishna and the sweet songs of Sarup Damodar kept him alive. Because the Lord associated with various devotees during the day, his mind was somewhat diverted, but at night, the pangs of separation from Krishna increased very rapidly. Two people, Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar Goswami, stayed with the Lord to pacify him by reciting various verses about Krishna's pastimes and by singing appropriate songs for his satisfaction. Previously, when Lord Krishna was personally present, Subal, one of his cowherd boyfriends, gave him happiness when he felt separation from Radharani. Similarly, Ramananda Roy helped give happiness to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Previously, when Srimati Radharani felt the pangs of separation from Krishna, her constant companion, Lalita, kept her alive by helping her in many ways. Similarly, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Radharani's emotions, Sarup Damodar Goswami helped him maintain his life. To describe the fortunate position of Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar Goswami is extremely difficult. They were renowned as intimately confidential friends of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord thus enjoyed his life with his devotees. O devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now hear how Raghunath Das Goswami met the Lord. Porve sampure Raghunatho jobe oila Mahaprabhu kripa kori tandre sakaila. When Raghunath Das, during his family life, went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, the Lord gave him worthy instructions by his causeless mercy. This is when the Lord returned from seeing Rupa and Sanatana at Ramakali, and he decided not to go to Vrindavan at that time due to the advice of Sanatana Goswami. And then the Lord went to Shantipur and then returned to Puri. And at that time, Raghunath Das met the Lord at Shantipur. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciate, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shillings man. Raghunath Das was inwardly completely renounced, even in family life, but he did not express his renunciation externally. Instead, he acted just like an ordinary businessman. And seeing this, his father and mother was satisfied. When he received a message that Lord Sri Chaitanya had returned from Mathura city, that means after Mahaprabhu again went to Vrindavan, but this time he successfully got there. When he returned to Puri, Raghunath Das endeavored to go to the lotus feet of the Lord. At that time, there was a Mohammedan official collecting the taxes of Saptagram. When Haranyadas, Raghunath Das's uncle, made an agreement with the government to collect taxes, the Mohammedan Chaudhary, or tax collector, having lost his position, became extremely envious of him. Haranyadas was collecting 2 million coins and therefore should have delivered 1,500,000 to the government. Instead, he was giving only 1,200,000, thus making an extra profit of 300,000 coins. And seeing this, the Mohammedan Chaudhary, who was a Turk, became his rival. After sending a confidential account to the government treasury, the Chaudhary brought the minister in charge. The Chaudhary came, wanting to arrest Haranyadas, but Haranyadas had left home. Therefore, the Chaudhary arrested Raghunath Das. And every day, the Mohammedan would chastise Raghunath Das and tell him, "Bring your father and his elder brother, otherwise you will be punished." The Chaudhary wanted to beat him. But as soon as he saw Raghunath's face, his mind changed and he could not beat him. Indeed, the Chaudhary was afraid of Raghunath Das because Raghunath Das belonged to the Kayasta community. Although the Chaudhary would chastise him with oral vibrations, he was afraid to beat him. Purport. Raghunath Das belonged to a very aristocratic family of the Kayasta community. He had substantial influence with the local people, and therefore the Chaudhary, or minister, was afraid to beat him. Superficially, he would chastise Raghunath Das with threatening vibrations, but he did not beat him. The members of the Kayasta community in India are generally very intelligent and expert in business management. Formerly, they were mostly government officers. They were mentioned even by Yajnavalkya, as quoted by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. And continuing, thus the Mohammedan Chaudhary, this is just the last line of Prabhupada's purport, was afraid of Raghunath Das because he belonged to the Kayasta community. While this was going on, Raghunath Das thought of a tricky method of escape. Thus, he humbly submitted this plea at the feet of the Mohammedan Chaudhary. "My dear sir, my father and his elder brother are both your brothers. All brothers always fight about something. Sometimes brothers fight amongst themselves. Sometimes they have very friendly dealings. There is no certainty when such dealings will take place, such changes will take place. Thus, I am sure that although today you are fighting, tomorrow you three brothers will be sitting together in peace. And just as I am my father's son, so I am also yours. I am your dependent and you are my maintainer. For a maintainer to punish the person he maintains is not good. You are expert in all the scriptures. Indeed, you are like a living saint." Hearing Raghunath Das's appealing voice, the Mohammedan's heart softened, he began to cry, and tears glided down his beard. The Mohammedan Chaudhary told Raghunath Das, "You are my son. From this day on, today, by some means, I shall have you released." After informing the minister, the Chaudhary released Raghunath Das and then began to speak to him with great affection. "The elder brother of your father, he is less intelligent. He enjoys 800,000 coins, but since I am also a shareholder, he should give some portion of it to me. Now, you go arrange a meeting between me and your uncle. Let him do whatever he thinks best. I shall completely depend upon his decision." Raghunath Das arranged a meeting between his uncle and the Chaudhary. He settled the matter and everything was peaceful. In this way, Raghunath Das passed 1 year exactly like a first-class business manager. But the next year, he again decided to leave home. And we shall end here and continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.